Welcome to this day in history class from howstuffworks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's October 14th. The trial of Mary Queen of Scots began on this day in 1586. So that's Mary Queen of Scots, also known as Mary Stuart, infamous for a series of ill-fated marriages and a really turbulent rule over Scotland and her rivalry with her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. There was so much to this rivalry. There was political power, ongoing tensions between Scotland and England in general, and religion. Elizabeth was Protestant and Mary was Catholic. In 1565, the first of a series of events happened that led to Mary's downfall. She married her cousin, Henry Stuart, Earl of Darnley. This was just not a good match. And as she was considering how or whether she could get out of it, Darnley was strangled to death while trying to escape the house where he had been staying, which had blown up. Mary remarried James Hepburn, the 4th Earl of Bothwell, a few months later, after he had abducted her. He was also the lead suspect in the death of Lord Darnley, but was later acquitted. Then, in 1567, Mary's new husband was exiled and imprisoned, and he died the following year. Mary was forced to abdicate in favor of her son James, who was still a baby. She was held captive for a time, but fled to England, hoping to take refuge with her cousin Elizabeth in spite of their very long rivalry. Instead, though, Elizabeth imprisoned her in a series of English castles for more than 18 years. Then in 1586, Mary was implicated in the Babington Plot, which was named for its ringleader, Anthony Babington. This was a plot to free Mary from her imprisonment and to assassinate Elizabeth. Ciphered letters were being smuggled in and out of where Mary was being held, but these letters were intercepted and decoded. English authorities actually knew about this plot for a while before making any moves to arrest anyone, because they had enough information to convict some of the co-conspirators, but they really wanted to make sure they had enough information to also convict Mary. They finally intercepted a letter from her that said, quote, "When all is ready, the 6 gentlemen must be set to work, and you will provide that on their design being accomplished, I may be myself rescued from this place." This, of course, was read as her approval for this plot that was being hatched against the queen. Babington and 12 co-conspirators were captured, tried, and hanged, and then Mary was put on trial for 2 days. She was ultimately found guilty. During this trial, and even before, Mary argued that she was not a subject of Queen Elizabeth. She could not commit treason against a queen that she was not a subject of. She also argued that she just wasn't subject to English jurisdiction. She was the Queen of Scotland. She also said that the evidence that was being used against her had been forged. But none of this was to any avail. It did take Elizabeth months to sign the death warrant for her cousin Mary. But ultimately, Mary was beheaded in the Great Hall of Fotheringay Castle on February 8th of 1587. Her son James did eventually become the King of England, though. He ascended to the throne after the death of Queen Elizabeth I. Thanks to Tari Harrison for her audio work on this podcast, and you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else that you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow. I know we just had an execution, but we're going to have another execution.